Exclusive: McCarthy, White House already engaging in impeachment inquiry, obstruction with fake no evidence disinformation talking points. By Matthew Boyle on September 17, 2023. Democrat President Joe Biden's White House is already obstructing the U.S. House of Representatives impeachment inquiry announced by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, when it disseminated talking points to the media falsely claiming there was no evidence to begin the inquiry, McCarthy told Breitbart News exclusively. McCarthy, who appeared on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel, said a document drafted by the White House Counsel's office and sent from formal White House staff to media outlets at the outset of the impeachment inquiry, which led to the false reports and the use of the disinformation talking point by many media outlets and Democrats allied with the White House, could amount to obstruction of the investigation. "You're 100% right," McCarthy said when Breitbart News noted there is in fact evidence and the fake talking point the White House disseminated is disinformation. "And you just raised another issue that points to why we need impeachment inquiry to have the strength of our subpoenas, because you now have the White House counsel. That talking point didn't come from the campaign. It came from the taxpayer-paid White House counsel directly to media outlets. So think of the fear they have, whether they're going to be allowed to go before government or others when you have the White House counsel threatening them to say investigate Republicans, there's nothing here. I mean, right there is obstruction. Would you not question that? I would wonder, is it not? It would be a question raised. Watch, President Biden did lie," McCarthy announces impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. This week, as Breitbart News reported in the aftermath of McCarthy impeachment inquiry announcement, several media outlets and Democrats were repeating the inaccurate talking point the White House disseminated that there was no evidence to proceed to an impeachment inquiry. McCarthy, during his interview on Breitbart News Saturday, recounted one such interaction with an Associated Press reporter on Capitol Hill where he forced the reporter to admit there was in fact evidence. He also pointed to a CNN fact check of him which actually found that each of the claims he made during his announcement of the impeachment inquiry about the Bidens were true. "But there was an AP reporter who raised this question to me the other day and I walked her through all of this and she at the end couldn't but acknowledge, yeah, there is evidence," McCarthy said. "CNN went and tried to fact-check me trying to say there wasn't, and even in their own fact-check said everything I said was true. Yes, there is an allegation of bribery. Yes, they're saying that he went to meetings and money changed hands. Yes, there were shell companies. There's nothing before, and if you are an elected official and someone has brought you all this information, you have a constitutional obligation to find the answers to it. That doesn't mean it's impeachment. That means finding the answers. Why are we afraid to get the answers to the American public? The American public wants to know that their elected officials are not for sale. Now, we saw a clip where you had Hunter Biden in South Carolina with I think then Vice President Biden talking about his law firm, and then they bring it up and he walks around the other side and gives his business card to the person in front of Joe Biden. Is that selling the brand? What happened on those 12 international trips that Hunter Biden went on the government plane with the vice president? When he went over to China, is that when he cut the deal and got $1 million from the Chinese that the president said they did not? So, we want to investigate, did that money come from the government itself? Was it a subsidiary?" McCarthy also, during the interview, explained how Republicans have uncovered serious evidence against the president since they took the majority, and that Biden's claim from the 2020 campaign that he never spoke to his son Hunter Biden about any business dealing has been proven to be a lie. "To all your listeners, you have to realize that all the information that we know now we never would have known had Republicans not taken the majority," McCarthy said. "All we knew prior to this is that candidate Joe Biden told us he never spoke to his son about any business dealing. He said his family never received any money from China. Now, why I've moved to an impeachment inquiry, just so your listeners understand what that means. That gives Congress the full power when they go to subpoenas to be able to win in court to get the information we need." McCarthy explained several of the pieces of evidence against the president that the House Republicans have uncovered as well. "Early on, we found out that when Joe Biden became vice president, his family set up 20 shell companies," McCarthy said. "They got 16 out of 17 payments from Romania while he was vice president. The money would flow to 9 different family members in the Biden family. We then later had a whistleblower come to us and tell us that the FBI, years before, had given what they call the Form 1023 that is from an informant the FBI uses that trusts Holley. He had heard there was a bribe given to the Biden family. In the document, it also said that it would be hard to trace because he had to move it through shell companies. Now, that's an allegation, we don't know if that's true. Now we found out during the summer while we had individuals coming in that Hunter Biden's best friend and business partner Devin Archer, who also sat on the Burisma board, said that Hunter Biden was selling the brand being Biden. He also said that Joe Biden lied to the American public, whereas, yes, he would call into conference calls for the client and he also went to dinners at Cafe Milano, and after each dinner there was a transaction. One was to buy Hunter Biden a new Porsche, one was for more than $3 million from the oligarchs of Russia. And that oligarch didn't get sanctioned after they invaded Ukraine. Then we found out during the summer, too, that Joe Biden used false names and emails so the public could not trace it, using FOIA to not get it. There is more evidence, too, McCarthy said, pointing to emails and other documents surrounding Joe Biden's alias email accounts and to the sweetheart plea deal that has since collapsed, but that the Biden Department of Justice originally offered to Biden's son Hunter Biden. Then one of these emails, which we haven't gotten yet but will need to. It says in there that the staff are writing to Joe Biden and also Hunter Biden about a phone call with the president of Ukraine, McCarthy said. What we found is, this is around the same time that Burisma was getting pushed by the prosecutor. We know from Devin, Hunter's business partner, that Burisma was really pushing them as board members to call Washington to do something about it. We also know that Joe Biden had told the American public that he withheld $1 billion of taxpayer money until they fired the prosecutor that was going after Burisma. Now, does this all work together? We don't know. It raises a question. We also have now found out through an email that a White House staffer in the vice president's office said to Hunter Biden's business partner that the then vice president has signed off on the Burisma talking points. Then, we look at the sweetheart deal that was proposed a couple months ago for Hunter Biden. Earlier this year, we had sent letters to the Attorney General asking for a special prosecutor. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, told Congress and the Senate we don't need one. If David Weiss feels he does, he can become one. If Weiss wants to prosecute, he can prosecute in any jurisdiction and he would back it up. But now, after the sweetheart deal came out, two whistleblowers from the IRS came forward and said that's not true. And that Weiss wanted to be a special prosecutor and was denied, and that when he wanted to prosecute he was also denied, and the DOJ allowed the statute of limitations on the most serious egregious IRS provisions that Hunter Biden didn't hold it to expire. Would that happen with any other American? With all of this evidence and more, McCarthy said the next line of investigation will look into the bank accounts, credit cards connected to the shell companies, and other financial documents that can connect payments to the president. So, you now have all these questions. We've never gone after the president's bank statements. We've never gone after the credit cards that were under these shell companies. We've never gone after Hunter Biden's bank statements, McCarthy said. We know that this administration, we've never seen an administration use their administration to withhold information like this since the Richard Nixon administration. So, we need all the legal strength we can to get these answers. That's why I directed the committees to use an impeachment inquiry to take the next step. Now, some people will go out there and say you need to subpoena Hunter Biden right now. Well, anyone who's a prosecutor knows that's not the right move. You first want all the information because Hunter's going to come in and he would lie if we don't have all the information before you. There's so much more we need to get. All of this, these allegations and others, how can we go forward as a country without knowing it? And, if you're Hunter Biden or President Biden and you've been accused of this, wouldn't you want to clear your name? Wouldn't you want the document to come forward and say, look, okay, I lied when I said I didn't talk to my son. Okay, I went to dinner with this money. Show the American public the difference, because right now I've got people in the mainstream media and I've got Democrats saying this does not look good at all. I just want answers the American public deserves. McCarthy also addressed the question of whether Hunter Biden would eventually be subpoenaed in the process here. He predicted that as the investigation by the three committees proceeds that Hunter Biden would be brought in for questioning by them, noting that it is the House Oversight Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and the House Ways and Means Committee leading the inquiry. Those committees are chaired by, respectively, Reps. James Comer, R.K. White, Jim Jordan, RO, and Jason Smith, RMO. At the end of the day, he's going to have to be subpoenaed, but what you want to do is get all the information before, McCarthy said. I don't direct the experts on how to do the investigation. This is under three committees. Jamie Comer, who's done a tremendous job and he has been getting all this information. Jim Jordan, who we know is one of the best investigators. And Jason Smith with Ways and Means, who with the IRS and others, they have all done a Herculean job here of gathering information. Look, interesting is these Monday morning quarterbacks who come in when every day we're bringing people in for depositions and others. I mean, no one is giving us this information. You have to find it. You've got to pull the strings to look how this connects and others. Let them continue to do their job to get to the bottom of where it's at. I trust them. McCarthy also said that more witnesses, document production, and testimony will be coming very soon. It's exactly what they've been doing this whole time, McCarthy said. They bring different people in for depositions to learn more and they follow the facts wherever it takes them. You know, as soon as they get new facts, they bring it forth. But they have a lot of new information coming. I think they got some new bank statements coming as well. It just raises more questions and I think you'll see a lot more subpoenas coming out to gather more information based upon the facts that they've already gathered. McCarthy also dismissed the idea that a vote of the full House was necessary to proceed with the impeachment inquiry, saying he spoke to the House counsel about this and argued that the courts have made it clear they can proceed without it. However, if necessary, he said the House will do whatever is needed to compel cooperation from the White House and Biden with the impeachment inquiry. You don't have to vote in this process, McCarthy said. We have the legal authority now. The courts have seen that. I've talked to the House counsel. We've got legal opinions on that. We will move forward and follow the facts wherever it takes us. We will do whatever it needs just to find the answers for the American public. That is upholding our oaths to the Constitution. Asked about a possible timeline for considering actual articles of impeachment against Biden, McCarthy said there is no timeline but that House Republicans will simply follow the facts wherever they lead. If it gets to that point eventually, they will move forward on it, he said. But for now, the House GOP is conducting the impeachment inquiry so as to get the facts out about the president and the Congress will move if and when it rises to that level. Let me be very clear to everybody. We are not the Democrats. We watch them use impeachment for political reasons, McCarthy said. Tell me what evidence did they have to even move forward? So what we're doing, and we're not predetermining anything into the future. The only thing we'll promise everybody is we'll follow the facts and we'll get the answers and we'll lay them out for the American public. We'll uphold our constitutional authority but we don't have pre-impeachment documents or anything else. We believe in the court of law. We believe in the honesty and integrity and remember none of this information would have been found had we not been doing the work we're doing now. Let us continue our work and lay it out for the American public and let people be able to see what we're finding. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Listen to Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Breitbart News Saturday.